Nolte, to troll Trump, media lie about Obama's role in killing Gaddafi. By John Nolte on January 11, 2020. To troll President Trump, the fake news media are now lying about the Obama administration's direct role in the death of Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi. It all started Friday afternoon when Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley accurately tweeted, "Soleimani was, in fact, planning imminent attacks." While Democrats and the media quibble over its definition. Quick point, when Obama killed Gaddafi without congressional approval, there were no imminent attacks and Democrats did not ask or care. In other words, the hypocrisy coming from the media and Democrats is staggering. We all see what's happening here. In a blatant effort to undermine President Trump's effective handling of Iran's escalating aggression, the fake media and Democrats are not only openly siding with the terrorist state of Iran, they're openly mourning the death of a monster and trying to claim this was, at worst, some sort of illegal assassination and, at best, extra-constitutional. But as Gidley points out, Obama targeted the actual leader of a country, Gaddafi. And as bad as Gaddafi was, he was no threat to America. And after Obama took out Gaddafi, everyone cheered, neocons, Democrats, the media. What's more, not only was Gaddafi no threat to America, by way of the George W. Bush administration, America promised to leave him alone if he gave up his WMD and nuclear programs, which he did. And then, Obama and Hillary Clinton came along and facilitated his assassination. Below, I'm going to explain why Libya is, by far, the worst foreign policy decision in American history, but for now, I'll stay on point. So Gidley tweets this inconvenient truth, and proven serial liars, far-left, anti-Trump activists like CNN's Jake Tapper and Andrew Kaczynski, like Washington Post fact-checker Glenn Kessler, immediately leap to Precious Berry's defense by spreading the fake news that Obama did not kill Gaddafi. Because, you know, democracy dies in darkness and stuff in fact first, or something. Back in October 2011, The Telegraph laid out exactly how the targeted assassination of Gaddafi went down. These are the facts. NATO forces designated Gaddafi as a military target after the former Libyan leader's forces started firing on civilians as they tried to escape CERT in a convoy of up to 100 vehicles. It is understood that RAF Tornados were patrolling over CERT at the time of the escape attempt but were not directly involved in the operation. Gaddafi had been under surveillance by NATO forces for the past week after an intelligence breakthrough allowed them to pinpoint his location. An American drone and an array of NATO eavesdropping aircraft had been trained on his CERT stronghold to ensure he could not escape. MI6 agents and CIA officers on the ground were also providing intelligence, and it is believed that Gaddafi was given a code name in the same way that U.S. forces used the name Geronimo during the operation to kill Osama bin Laden. The Predator drone, flown out of Sicily and controlled via satellite from a base outside Las Vegas, struck the convoy with a number of Hellfire anti-tank missiles. Moments later, French jets, most likely Rafales, swept in, targeting the vehicles with 500-pound Paveway bombs or highly accurate 600,000-pound ASM munitions. Hot Air's John Sexton sums it up this way. Gaddafi survived the attack on the convoy but was captured by rebel forces a few hours later. So to sum up, we invaded Libya, helped track Gaddafi to where he was hiding, isolated him, realized he was making a run for it, and fired missiles at his convoy such that he wound up hiding in a drainpipe. But it was locals who shot him. You should read all of Sexton's analysis. Fact: the Obama administration successfully targeted the head of the country for assassination. To facilitate this assassination, and without congressional approval, we designated him a military target. We spied on him, we trapped him, and then we fired a Hellfire missile at him to ensure his demise, which was the only possible outcome. That missile was either going to kill Gaddafi or it would expose him to the mob seeking his head. And that is precisely what happened. Mission accomplished, bro. High five. And let's never forget how the Obama administration, by way of then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, went on a cackling victory lap to take credit for Gaddafi's death. Remember, we came. We saw. He died. In the years since, two things have become very clear. 1. America's direct role in killing Gaddafi is the worst foreign policy decision ever. And Obama abandoning four Americans to die in Benghazi is, unfortunately, the least of it. To begin with, Libya was the cork between Africa and Europe. After America removed that cork, Europe was invaded by millions who we will never assimilate. If Europe goes down as a Western culture, this will be why. Secondly, we promised Gaddafi if he gave up his nuclear and WMD programs, the United States would leave him alone. Obama and Hillary gleefully and recklessly broke this promise. How will we ever again convince North Korea to peacefully disarm? 2. The generates like Tapper, Kaczynski, and Kessler will never stop lying, will never stop deliberately deceiving the public. They are not here to inform us. They are overpaid internet trolls. Just don't call them the enemy of the people because that would be wrong. Finally, it should go without saying that Gaddafi was a bad guy, a monster. But no sane person can claim the world is better off without him. And no one who cares about his own integrity can claim Obama is not directly responsible for his death. And not only did the media's precious Barry not seek congressional authority for this reckless move, he violated America's long-standing and wise policy of not assassinating the leader of a country. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.